Welcome to season two of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. I'm Beverly Densham, Pilates teacher of over 22 years. I really look forward to bringing you tips to reduce back pain and feel good, relaxation, positive affirmation, and inspiration every week to inspire you in body and mind for more relaxation, stretching, core and back strength, and happiness. Okay, so really excited about today's podcast, which is three ways to reduce tension in the neck and shoulders. And don't we all need that? With my very special guest, Nikki Robinson. Very welcome. Lovely to have you. Big welcome.
Thank you.
So we're going to start off telling you more about Nikki, and then we're going to have a chat about, delve into this wonderful bio that Nikki has. So Nikki Robinson is qualified as a physiotherapist in 1993 and is now one of the top specialist myofascial release physiotherapists in Europe. She is trained in this gentle hands-on treatment in the UK and America, and her patients travel from all over the UK for her expertise. She's also the author of a very interesting book called Pain-Free Horse Riding, a practical guide for riders to reduce and prevent pain. Well, thank goodness for that, because that's what it's all about, isn't it? So how did you get into being a physiotherapist and the myofascial release and all of that?
My mum was a nurse and my dad was interested in all things medical. So I wanted to do something medical, didn't want to be a doctor, didn't want to be a nurse, didn't know what else there was. And then when I was 13, there was a careers evening at school, spoke to a physio, spent a week shadowing her, and that was it. I was very lucky that age 13, I came across my dream profession that's allowed me to travel and work around the children, set up my own business, become an author. It's amazing. I love it. And the myofascial release bit, I'd never heard of it. And when my daughter started playgroup, I thought I'll start up for my own so I can work around the children. And I was looking for a course to update my skills, came across this, and literally within 5 minutes I thought, yeah, this is it. This is what I haven't been taught before. And that was 15 years ago.
Yeah, it's really wonderful. And how did your book come about? Pain-free horse riding.
So I've been told for years by different business coaches, you need to write a book, you know, get credibility. And this book would not write itself. And then somebody else actually published the book I was thinking I would write. So that was that out. And in the meantime, I've got a horse that's 4 years ago, and I share her with my daughter. And I thought, I can share bring my two passions together now. I've got myofascial release and horse riding. And being in the horse world, I realised pretty much everybody's in pain. And they spend a fortune on their horses, getting their horses sorted if there's any problems. And they don't realise if they're in pain, they're holding tension, their horse has to compensate. So often they're causing the horse's problems and they ignore their own problems, their own pain. So I just wanted to say to people, help yourself to help your horse.
Yeah, so it's so important. Horses are just they're just wonderful, aren't they?
Yeah.
I fell in love with horses as a child in Dorset when we used to come on holiday here and stay on a farm for the whole summer, and I just fell in love with horses. And I'm not actually a rider.
never too late.
I think, it's true, it's never too late. So you're going to share three tips today, three tips to help with all of reducing this tension in the neck and shoulder areas. We thought we'd start with the neck and shoulder areas. So what's your tip one today?
So the first tip is hydration. So everybody knows that you should drink lots of water, but actually, thank you. people, I say this to all my patients, I say it to lots of people that I meet, and they go, oh yeah, I know I should, but actually they don't always, or they'll down a pint when they can. So what your body really needs is constant hydration throughout the day, because if you drink a lot in one go, it'll just excrete what it doesn't need. So your whole system, every cell in your body and every system in your body relies on hydration to perform properly. So when we're talking about tension, if you're dehydrated, then all the soft tissues are going to be a lot stiffer and just a lot less flexible and pliable. And so the more hydrated you can be, the more adaptable your system can be, and it'll cope better with what you throw at it. And if you have a treatment as well, if you're well hydrated before the treatment, it's a lot easier for your body to change and adapt to those changes.
Oh, now we could have called it drink water for less muscle stiffness, couldn't we? I think a lot of people would not realise that benefit.
Yeah. And, you know, they say, I don't like water. I only like tea. Any liquid counts. But obviously, if you having any liquid with additional flavours in, your body has to treat that like a food. So it's less efficiently used. But what I quite often say to people who say, I drink tea, every time you stick the kettle on and you're waiting for it to boil, have a glass of water and you will instantly double what you're drinking. And another thing my patients like to do is fill up a bottle and know, okay, by the end of the day, I've got to get down. And interestingly, with the home working times, people say that they're drinking less when they're working at home because they haven't got that, I'm just going to go and get a drink and have a chat to people. And, you know, that social aspect of it. And then feel under more pressure to just get on with it and keep going. So it has changed things.
Yeah, it's interesting. I always get my clients, I always encourage them to bring a glass of water along to class to have, obviously they can have it if they want any during class, but I always encourage them to have it after class. We go cheers and, have some water together. That makes me drink more. and I'm obviously then encouraging, my clients drink more now than I can tell them that their muscles will be less stiff if they get drinking more. So yep. I think that's fantastic. Tip one, thanks for that. What's your tip two?
Tip two is listen to your body. And again, it's something that everybody will say, yes, I know I need to do that. But how do you do that? And particularly when we're talking about neck and shoulders now, a lot of people get tension and pain down the back of their neck and across their shoulders. Mm. And a lot of people say it's from computer work. Or if you think about modern life, we're on our phones, we're on computers, even, we're with children, we're sort of, concentrating on something. A lot of it is forward. And our head's quite heavy. So what happens is that we get tight at the front and that pulls our head down. And so that we don't walk around like that, the muscles at the back of our neck and shoulders have to work harder to lift our head up. So that's where we get the symptoms. But the reason for it is tension at the front. So when, and I'll show you in a minute, I'll show you a way of releasing that. But really, we're wanting to prevent it starting in the first place. Mm. So, when you're working at the computer and you think, I can just feel, that feeling that you've just got to adjust. And you think, I can't stop now. I've just got to finish this bit. And half an hour later, you haven't moved. You're still like that. and especially with the home working environment, a lot of the time it's not ideal. It's not set up great. You haven't got a decent chair. And, so these things build up and you're doing it for hours every day. And so this tension just builds up and builds up. And the more you ignore it, the louder your body has to shout. Because that first inkling of, I need to, I can feel something, that is your body going, excuse me, help. And if you ignore it, it's going to shout louder and louder and louder until it makes you stop. And so ideally what you want to do is turn down that volume of your nervous system and allow it to just relax and give you that buffer zone so you can do these things. So as soon as you hear your body whispering, try and change something. Doesn't mean you have to stop, just change. So whether that's standing up for a bit or changing the chair. So it's quite nice sometimes to sit on a physio ball, one of those big balls instead of an office chair. Just change something up. Go and get a drink of water. and that's habit. It you think how many years you've spent ignoring your body, pushing through. It's quite hard to start listening to it, but it really does help.
Yeah, very good tips. My ball's over there at night. I'm actually not sitting on it at the moment. my son loves it, actually loves having it in here. I tend to mix it up. I do a lot of walking meetings as well, but of course, as you say, a lot of people have got to be on their computer or whatever. So yeah, it's a that's a great tip, that one. That's our number two. What's your number three tip?
Okay, so the third one is showing you how you can help your tension yourself. So I've talked about this tension at the front, and you know, a lot of people feel they're out getting round shouldered and they want to brace back, and actually there's no point in doing loads of exercises to brace back if this tension at the front is pulling you forward, because you end up having a tug of war with your body and your body will win. So if we can release this, then allow the your shoulders to come back into the right position, then you can strengthen the muscles in the right way. And then going forward, your body's got the correct support. So the way we're going to do that is with our hands. You don't need any equipment. And so the technique that I specialize in is called myofascial release. And the way it works is that we're looking at the stuff that holds your cells together, basically. So every cell's connected to every other cell via a continuous web of fibers. And that should just go with life. And it's when these fibers get tightened, that's when you start getting compression of the nerve endings and tightness and stiffness. So by having gentle sustained pressure, it allows where the fibers are being held together, it allows that to change state and go from a more solid state to a more fluid state. And that takes the pressure off the fibers and allows things to start moving again. So a lot of people's problems come because they're so tangled up, there's nowhere to go. And that's
when Oh dear.
So what we're going to do is use our hands to release the fibres at the front here to enable everything to open up. So there is no exact science to this in terms of where to put your hand. And this is, again, feeling. So have it, play around with it. If you've got an area that you know is painful, then go for that. But otherwise, you can go for your sternum at the front. You can go under your collarbones on either side, or you can go up over the upper traps bits here. There. So wherever you feel this tension, and quite often you'll find people don't even realize, but they sit like that. And it's a very natural thing to feel that you want to do it. So preferably skin on skin. And you're just going to let your hand sink in. So it's not massage. You're not moving across the top of the skin. You're going to sink in and let the weight of your arm just hang down, and you're going to wait. So when you're doing this yourself, minimum 3 to 5 minutes for anything to change. I've spent a whole 1 hour treatment without my hands moving because there was so much happening in their bodies that just, you know, starting the change was a catalyst for the rest of the body. So you might find things are moving around. You might, if you're quite sensitive, you might feel things pulling up into your head or your face or down your back in your big toe. You know, it's all connected. So whatever you feel is fine. Don't worry if you don't feel anything. Not everybody does. And you wait. And you might also feel that your hand can just sink in. So you're not trying to push, you're just feeling for the barrier, and you wait. Now, when you've finished, don't just take your hand off, because if you've been here for a few minutes, you don't want to shock your system. So when you've had enough, you gently just bring your hand up and take it off. But you can sit here for as long as you want. And that's something else you can do at the computer. If you notice that things are starting to tighten up, you can do this while you're on the phone, especially if your hand's free. You know, use it. So it's a good idea to try it when you're not in pain, when you're not feeling kind of under pressure, because then you know what you're feeling for. And then it can be a go-to thing. But as I say, you can do it across here. If you're doing it up here, don't grip. You're just letting your hand rest. And it's exactly the same technique. How does that sound?
Yes, that's lovely. It's a lovely tip. So you just want to just, you know, allow it to hold there. So you'd only do one side, one spot at a time. Yeah,
because you want to feel. So yeah. You know, a lot of this, you know, I said yes, you can do things at this, you can multitask, but actually in an ideal world you'd actually be feeling you know, like a body scan thing. So you're actually asking your body, what's happening under my hand, what do I feel, what? And when you get used to it, your body will go, oh, excuse me, after you've done that bit, can you come here, please? You'll almost feel that need to, it needs to go here. And that can be anywhere in the body. And you can apply this technique to anywhere you can feel. And we use tennis balls as well to, the small blow-up balls you can use to do the same thing. Foam rollers, but please don't roll on them. We use them to do the sustained pressure. So there's lots of different ways that you can actually adapt this this way of working with your body, and that's the key. It's working with your body, not forcing anything.
Yeah, that's really great. It's lovely that everyone's got a you've got a practical, you know, tip at home on that one to help release, you know, tension in your neck and shoulders. So we'd love to hear how you get on with that. So thank you so much for those three fantastic tips. We're going to be doing a meditation today as well. I'm picking a positive affirmation card and angel card before we go today as well. So I was going to ask you something else as well. What was I going to ask you? I'll ask you after. So we'll do a card now. Let's do a positive affirmation card. So these are, I always pick these for my mindfulness Pilates clients. And whilst they're stretching, actually, and releasing, you don't like that word, actually, do you? But releasing, releasing those muscles, releasing tension in those muscles. And I, once they're doing it right and breathing and relaxing with it, then I pick them either a positive affirmation or angel card. So best message, it'll be interesting to see which one we get. Best message for today's podcast for you, please. You got the message for you today is I am loved. I am surrounded by love.
Oh, that's really nice.
That is really lovely. So enjoy that one. Let that one absorb in. And what does that mean to you wherever you're listening? Okay, let's go for an angel card. So that one was from my Happy Kids card. This is from Angelic Meaning Card. Best message for you today. We got the question card, actually. So we'll just go for another card message. Next best message today. If you have got a question. Okay, this one's jumping out the most. We got another love card. I love you. It says, yeah, I love yourself. Say to yourself, I love you. Speak with love and say silently, love before you speak, and more love will appear in your life.
That's amazing that they both came up.
Yeah, so they both popped out. We did get a bit of a question one came up, and I was like, well, we're going to have to go for another card. We're going to have to go for another card. So we kind of got a bit of a snap one today. So what we're going to do next is go into a little 1 to 2 minute relaxation meditation for you, which you can do sitting or lying down, and then I'll come back to talk to Nikki again afterwards. Enjoy. So we're going into meditation now. Close your eyes, sitting, standing, or lying down. Breathe and relax. Well done for doing this today. And just take these moments for inner calm and peace and serenity in mind, body, and spirit. Breathing in through your nose and out through your nose, relax. This is your number 10 relaxation meditation. In through your nose, out through your nose, relax. Enjoying the calming music. Breathe and relax. And breathe and relax. Well done. Breathe and relax. Well done. Into your nose, out through your nose, relax your tummy, happy shoulders. Breathe and relax. And breathe and relax. And breathe and relax. Very well done. Sending you lots and lots of love. So we've just done a lovely 1 to 2 minute relaxation meditation. And so really, really hope you enjoyed that. It's such a practical one. Like Nikki's tip there, you know, it doesn't necessarily take long, but you can just take those moments to recharge your batteries or help your muscles or your tension. So Nikki, tell us, how do you work these days? Because you said you help people all over the UK now. So you said they travel to you and everything.
Yeah. So because we're one of the only a couple of specialist myofascial release centres in Europe, we have that expertise because there are three of us therapists working at Holistic Care, and we all specialise in myofascial release. So there are therapists out there, but often they mix, they're trained in lots of different things and they just, you know, use whatever tools they feel are appropriate. But most of our patients, because of how we've gone, the path we've gone down, they've had chronic problems, or they've got really complex problems. You know, it's quite normal. We take a medical history and it's, you know, that long. And they've, a lot of our patients have been everywhere, tried everything, and then they come to us. And that's why they'll travel, because, you know, what we do is different. Our approach is different. So, yeah, it's great. We offer intensive treatments as well. So they come and have 15 hours of treatment a week. And that's amazing. That's life changing.
Yeah, it's really fantastic. And what's your website where everyone can find you?
So it's www.holisticare, so that's holisticare.co.uk.
Yeah, that's lovely. And have you got just one final takeaway tip you feel like saying at the end? Or anything you feel like saying at the end of today's podcast before we go?
Don't please ever stretch into pain. You know, we've all got these things that are, especially from you know, team sports and things like that, of, you know, we know, yes, I know how to release my shoulders, I'll do this, and it's this whole mentality of, I've got to go further is better. And if you go into pain, your body will fight back, and your body's response to pain is to pull away and tighten up. So please be kind to yourself, and imagine you're the cats love stretching and opening up. They would never dream of doing anything that hurts them. It just wouldn't happen. So if you get in touch with your inner cat, you can't go wrong.
That is just so brilliant. Thank you so much for being on the podcast today, Nikki.
That's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. Please rate and review on your podcast platform. You can access my free healing meditation and Pilates to ease back pain in 3 minutes on my website. You can also book your reduce back pain to feel good one-to-one mindfulness Pilates program on Zoom or mindfulness Pilates membership by going to mindfulnesspilates.com.